Good evening, and welcome to Outsources, a weekly KGNU program that provides you with content by and for queer communities in Colorado. I'm your host, Sean Kenny, and tonight I'm speaking with Kiki Sinister and Ryan Frank, two members of Kiki Sinister Presents, a Denver-based immersive show troupe. Kiki and Ryan, thank you so much for joining me on Outsources tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Why don't we get started with just some brief introductions? So just, you know, your name, tell us a little bit about what you do, and maybe to start us off, what like creative expression looked like for you growing up? Kiki, do you want to start us off?
So I'm Kiki. I actually am from Bosnia, and I moved here as a refugee in 96. And for me, I was always kind of, you know, I didn't really have friends because, you know, I didn't speak English. I looked strange. I was strange. That didn't change. But, you know, as I grew up, my creative expression was just through like writing life solo and kind of picking up random things and random discoveries. And yeah, it just all snowballed into making this beautiful hot mess.
Thanks so much, Kiki. Ryan, you want to go?
Yeah. I would say, so what I do is I am, you know, both a pole dancer and I do some contortion-y things with my body. And as it relates to creativity, that's an interesting question. I grew up in the middle of nowhere in the Midwest in Wisconsin. And I don't know, I was always kind of surrounded by interesting people who were living in the woods and doing art and, you know, making music. And so I like took that probably to more like bigger cities and moved to Chicago and, you know, got involved with like a bunch of, all my friends are artists. So yeah, I've just always been like kind of connected to it in some ways and found pole as just like a random, like actually a coworker invited me to a class and then was just like, oh yeah, this makes sense for me. So, and just stuck with it.
Well, and you've mentioned kind of what you're doing now, dancing, pole, and Kiki Sinister Presents does a lot of things. So it's aerial, it's pole, it's burlesque, comedy, dance. So can you say just a little bit about Kiki Sinister Presents, how this troupe came about? And maybe Kiki, since you're the founder, maybe you want to start us off on that.
Well, so I have been performing and dancing for 15 years. I'm an ancient artifact. But it all started for me at the strip club back in the days. And then I discovered that there were pole fitness classes. And I'm like, what the hell is that? So that kind of grew or pushed me in the direction of aerial arts and go-go dancing and everything. And then it just kind of all came together where I was one night out at Blush and Blue and had the bartender come up to me and she was like, oh my God, you're Kiki, you dance at X Bar. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, would you ever produce a show? And I was lit, you know? So I was like, yes. And then I was like, no, I'm a business person. We gotta make sure the terms are right. What are we really doing? And my vision for it is, you know, I want something different where it has different elements, where it takes almost like where drag, they go out into the audience. It's immersive, but it's also aerial and pole, but it's also celebrating our individuality. So I have so many different performers because, you know, everybody likes something different. And we need to celebrate that. And I feel like in Denver, you don't really see that. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to make it happen. If I have an opportunity, I'm going to make it happen. And I'm going to take everyone with me.
Ryan, can you say just a little bit about how, I mean, you said you heard about it from a coworker, but how you got kind of involved and when that happened for you in Kiki Sinister Presents?
Yeah, I mean, well, the studio I was going to, I first like met Kiki first, like just introductions. And it was like a situation of we were in class together, both like looking at each other the whole time, like oh, I like the way you're moving. I like what you're doing. And we would see each other frequently in classes. And I had started with the group in fall of last year, but went to a show. I think that's kind of where it kicked off for me, where I was like, oh, wait, I want to be a part of this. And obviously just wanted to support the group of dancers because I knew a lot of them and Kiki. And so I was like, oh, I saw it. I like need to do this. I need to be a part of this. And then I auditioned and I like talked to Kiki about it. I was like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Like, I want to do this. And she was like, audition, audition. I have plans. So I auditioned and yeah, it was just great. It was a good idea. I have so much fun with it and I love the dancers. So it's just a great thing to, like Kiki was saying, just get a good group of people together to really create. And I was happy to join something like that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously putting on a show that is so multifaceted, I'm curious about the creative project among your troupe and community. What does that look like for you to create a show? And I know there's usually a theme that kind of organizes the performances, but could you walk us through a little bit of that creative process?
Well, that is a mess. So a lot definitely goes into it. You know, getting everyone's availability, getting a date, getting multiple dates. And now that we're kind of growing, it's multiple venues and travel stuff as well that's coming soon. But a lot of it is, I give like the performers full creative power for their acts, because I truly feel like, I know me as an artist and as a performer, when there's so many limits, it's hard because you're like, oh my God, am I doing this right? Or, you know, and then we don't shine that to the audience. So when you give performers that creative outlet, it's really crazy what you're going to see at our event. You're going to see a little bit of everything, a little bit of chocolate, you know, a really wild police officer, you know, it's just going to be a little, a wedding, people dying, in a good way though, in a sexy way. But it just kind of, every event is really different. You know, it's like we learn so much from the last one, and then we're, you know, leveling up with each and every single one of them. We have never done the same acts twice. And they are getting crazier with each month, it seems.
I wonder, and maybe Ryan, you can start with this one. What's an act or maybe performance that stands out to you that you've created or done? It could be recently or a little while ago that stands out to you in terms of like expression or identity, or I'm just wondering about how you as kind of an artist and creator meet the audience and the performance. Does that question make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I can give you some examples of some different things that have happened on stage. You know, I think when it started, like, and when I started, it was like pretty tame for the most part. Like, and yes, in quotation marks, tame. And, you know, I think one thing that sticks out to me in particular is we did in October a Wives with Knives showcase. And it was amazing because like we were all kind of like basing everything off of like serial killers and like trying to like create these characters and storylines like based on that. And so one of my acts was Lorena Bobbitt themed. And so I had an opportunity, one of our other dancers, Glitter, her performance name is Glitter, to remove appendages on stage and have a good time with that. And then just recently we just did a Cupid is Stupid Valentine's Day theme, and I will never do this again, but it was worth it in the moment. Allowed chocolate to be poured all over me on stage while I was like in various different poses, splits and backbends, etc. And it was really like messy but fun at the same time.
Kiki, what about you? Is there kind of a performance, again, could be recent or in your past, that feels like really stands out to you or maybe had an impact on you personally? I don't know. However, However you think about that.
So I actually, I got inspired to hook chains onto my pole, and that's actually never been done in the entirety of the world. No one's doing it. So I got this crazy idea. Oh, it was in October. And I'm like, okay, you're going to go to Home Depot, hook chains onto your pole. And 3 days later, I performed in them. So that was really pushing something. It was allowing myself to push myself past so many different limits. You know what I mean? It's like pushing my creativity into whole new realms of discovery, but also at the same time doing it in front of everyone at the same time. You know what I mean? So that was definitely something that I will never forget, because I'm like, this is your third day on the chains. What are you doing with your life? And next thing you know, I'm on the stage with that. So it's just, I think for me, it's a lot of that. You get to really try new things and push yourself in ways and really throw your entire vulnerability out there. And you're like, well, here it is. It is what it'll be. And that's the best part. I'm about to crash into the water, gonna take you with me. I'm high voltage, self-destructive, and it also legendary. I'm about to crash into the water, gonna take you with me. I'm high voltage, self-destructive, and it also legendary. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Outsources on KGNU. I'm your host, Sean Kenny, and I'm talking with performers and entertainers Ryan Frank and Kiki Sinister, who are part of the Denver-based troupe Kiki Sinister Presents. I want to turn now to community. Can we start first with the troupe itself? What does community look like among your troupe? And I wonder, especially considering issues of belonging, identity. I mean, you know, Kiki, you mentioned, you know, feeling kind of like the loner growing up. I just wonder about how you see some of these things coming up in the community you've got in the troupe. So our whole troupe is, we literally all come from different planets. Like, every single person, it's like we all just came from all these different spaceships and became a troupe and started creating magic together. We have like guest performers that join us all the time. We have like so many different people in our troupe. I believe it's like close to 20 people now. And everyone is different. We have people different ages, different body types, different genders, different identities. We literally have people from all backgrounds and from all different arts as well. You're talking like burlesque, pole, contortion, dance. We even have like ballroom dancing and like salsa dancing. We have literally a touch of everything. And it's amazing because it really pushes people to see like, wow, like beauty comes literally in all forms. You know, like you can't judge somebody. You're looking on the stage and you see a curvy acrobat and you're like, whoa, oh my God, this is amazing. You know, like it's not just one type of person and it's not just one type of event either. So it's just very, very inclusive to literally everything that exists in our world.
Ryan, what about for you in terms of kind of how you've engaged the community as, and I suppose a relatively new member, you know, joining the past fall? What does it mean to do some of these things? Some which I imagine, I don't know, might feel vulnerable or stretching your own limits physically or emotionally. What does it mean to do that with a troupe or a community like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely a space of support and like, because we are all creatives, like there is definitely a lot of like, you know, insecurity around that. I think generally, like people generally are like, oh, like, will people like this or whatever about their specific pieces and acts. And like, honestly, with our group, like we are just cheering each other on like 100% of the way in terms of whatever idea comes out of our mouths. It's like, yes, do that. It's going to be amazing. No one's ever going to do anything like that. And like, this is your moment to shine. Like, I would even say, like, even before performances, like, Kiki has her ritual for us in terms of like before we go on stage, and just encouraging us all to be ourselves and have fun. And like, I think that's kind of the core of the community piece with our troupe specifically, is to be ourselves and have fun. And like, people keep coming to see that. And that community in terms of the audience is equally as great, because they want to come back, and they, or if it's their first time, they're just like sitting there like, what did I just watch? I want to see this again. Because I think it's the, like, our troops kind of sentiment has really like bonded ourselves in a really positive way. And that energy kind of relays itself on stage.
Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely, I mean, and you can feel like the energy of our patrons as well. And to me, the whole show is honestly an experience. I would say it's more an experience for people than it is like, oh, I'm going to something and I'm watching something so detached from me. And it's amazing. I mean, like, just the whole energy from the performers to the crowd to even the staff, it's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, I mean, thinking about that larger community, I mean, you're a troupe, a community, and you're also engaging a broader community, the people who show up. I wonder, what are you kind of hoping, as you talk about it as an experience, what is the impact that a Kiki Sinister Presents show has on an audience? Or what, you know, how are you kind of hoping for a particular impact or an effect on the audience?
I really want them to also feel as if they belong, you know, like, oh my God, I just had this beautiful, like, performer, like, in my face, or, you know, I want them to have a feeling of, wow, like, that was amazing leaving. And I want every single person in the audience to feel comfortable being at our events and laughing and just enjoying life. You know, we've had a few crazy years recently with life. And, you know, I feel like we need stuff like that. We need to be able to laugh. We need to be able to enjoy. So I just want to bring that light out of people, and including the troupe and including our patrons, because without our patrons, we wouldn't be selling out all these shows.
I think that's no small feat. Like, you know, having what might be perfect strangers come to a show and, you know, stay for the duration of that show, an hour or two, and somehow feel a sense of belonging, even though they might be watching strangers or in a room with strangers. But that the kind of performance that you're talking about has an ability to break down some of those barriers or make people feel like, that can be me, or maybe I see a piece of myself up there on the stage, and maybe that cracks something open in them. I don't know, in their everyday lives. Ryan, do you think about that at all with your own performances, like what you want the impact to be on the audience?
You know, I think in my mind, I'm just thinking like, what can I do that's going to surprise people, right? I love that moment of like shock in people's faces when something happens. Like, it's just like, wow, like they weren't expecting to see this today. And like, maybe it changed their day, and maybe it did spark something in them like later in that day. And actually, I think just also being in the dance community, and like, we have a lot of people in various different like pole studios, et cetera, that we see and cross paths with, that will say like, oh wow, I saw that show that you were in, and like, this was amazing, like I'd love to do that. Or like, they create goals for themselves to do performances and stuff. And like, you know, a lot of us who are in the troupe and like are around like all of the studios in various different forms, either teaching or whatever. And so it's like great in that sense too, because it's like, hopefully, you know, people will keep these things going and keep creating and like showing like what they have to the world.
And to not be ashamed of it either, you know, to not be ashamed of who you are or whatever thought comes into your head, that you have, you will always have a safe space for it. You know, don't confine yourself.
I wonder about specifically to queer identity and queer spaces and community. How do you see that interacting with kind of what you're doing? Obviously, you've done some performances in a queer space, Blush and Blue in Denver. And so I don't know, how do you see some of that kind of also at play in the work that your troupe is doing and the engagement that you have both in your community and with the audience?
Well, we definitely have, you know, a lot of people doing different performances where we gender bend, where we're this, where we're that, where we're literally, you know, like all woman, but with a mustache, or we're like, you know, we're definitely pushing a lot of boundaries on the norm, or this is woman and this is man. We're literally everything in between and above and beyond. And I feel like that also makes people feel safer as well. Because yeah, we are very, very fluid as a troupe with the performances that we do.
How about for you, Ryan? Do you feel like as a performer, you've been able to kind of test out certain parts of your identity or kind of ways of being that you wouldn't normally get to do?
Yeah, I am, it's interesting on the stage. I am a different person than who I am kind of off stage entirely, which is like kind of nice. I think it unleashes definitely a part of me that's like, you know, I have like my regular day-to-day life. And then it's like, I just need this like one thing about myself to like make itself very clear in this format that is somewhat controlled, where I'm like, you know, kind of expressing myself in a way and then receiving feedback immediately. And then I am also very introverted. So I like go back to my little like cubby and in my house and with my cats and then thinking about what the next kind of thing is going to be. And, you know, I think kind of that in relationship just to the community itself is like people like to see that from people they wouldn't expect it to see from, right? And I think like there is like some people who are in our troupe who are very much like performance based and like all the time. And then there's some of us who are kind of like me where it's like, this is our time. And then we are like kind of go back to like our like day to day and our like, you know, muggle lives, if you will. And I think, you know, there's a beauty in that. And I think people appreciate seeing that. And I, again, it comes with the vulnerability piece of performance and like people relate to that really well. And like, because of what Kiki was saying with like all of the various different plays on gender that we're doing, like, I think, you know, it's like a place to play and have fun. And that community really resonates with that.
Yeah. As we start to wrap up our conversation tonight, I'm curious if you could share just a little bit about maybe a dream or excitement, and this could be with your own personal performance, an act you have or that you know, sometime in the future you'd love to do, or something that's exciting you about the troupe itself and Kiki Sinister Presents. What's something you're looking forward to or dreaming about in the future? Kiki, do you want to start us off?
So for me, it is definitely growing my troupe. I feel like performers in general are not treated the best for as much work as they do, you know, and a lot of venues. I mean, I've performed for 15 years. I've performed everywhere. I've been literally everywhere. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times you show up and they're like, oh, well, you know, we can't pay you guys, so you guys all get drink tickets. And the one thing that my vision was when this opportunity fell into my hands was that I'm going to change that. And my thing is every single person in my troupe is going to get treated good. They're all going to get paid for every show. Our opportunity is going to grow. We're going to get all these new apparatuses that I'm so excited about. And we're getting so many of them custom made for us, which is amazing. So I look forward to that and kind of just taking things to the next level, taking my troupe like on a tour and, you know, getting that success to where, you know, I can pay my troupe out to be the best paid performers in the state of Colorado. But, you know, just kind of growing that vision because I value art. I value performers. I value, and I know the work that it takes and that needs to be valued.
What about for you, Ryan? Any kind of dreams or excitements on the horizon?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one piece is just like under Kiki's direction, I feel like there's just so much room for growth and opportunity. And so like, as I envision like the future with this troupe, it's like, how am I going to push myself? Right. And I think that it balances what I do personally in terms of like dance, et cetera, and my contortion training, and brings it to a whole new level because it's like, now I'm with this troupe. Now we're like all wanting to like best ourselves and do better. So it feels like almost endless possibility, and that motivation to like, especially like as Kiki talks about like new apparatuses and like different venues, it's like, what does this stage have? What can we put here? Like, what kind of props can we use? And like, really hone that in and like take advantage of it and, you know, watch it grow.
Yeah, which it will. And it's already like kind of heading in that direction where it's just getting crazy as we are getting crazier and more brave with what we're bringing to the stage. But it's been like literally the most amazing journey, and it's just the togetherness. Like, you know, I'm like, what if they leave me? And everyone's like, we're never leaving you, because everything's just, it's built on that right foundation, I think.
You've been listening to Outsources on KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. I'm Sean Kenny, and I've been speaking with Kiki Sinister and Ryan Frank, who are both performers that are part of Kiki Sinister Presents, a Denver-based troupe that hosts shows focusing on everything from aerial, pole dancing, burlesque, comedy, and more in Denver. Well, Kiki and Ryan, thanks so much for joining me on Outsources tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sean.
For more information on Kiki Sinister Presents, go online to our website at news.kgnu.org and click on Outsources under the Shows and Features tab. Once there, you can listen to the recording of this and other Outsources shows. As always, let us know if you have comments or feedback about tonight's show by emailing outsources@kgnu.org.